offering mois shnei bnei Aaron, and then the parasha talks about the inyan of Yom Kippur. The Medrash says lo menismcha misas shnei bnei Aaron the parashas Yom Kippur lelamedcha shemisas tzadikim mechaperes kemo Yom Kippur. Misas tzadikim is parallel to Yom Kippur. The Chazal that says b'shas p'tirosoi shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh nofal piskim in Shemayim, when Rebbe was nifter, a petek came down from Shemayim and said, "Kol mi shebashkafta the Rebbe, mezumen l'chayelam haba. Whoever's by Rebbe's levaya is going to be zoychat olam haba." So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector says, "Pshat, what does this mean? We know by Yom Kippur there's a machloikis. Itzumoy shel yoyim is mechaper, even without tshuva. It's Yom Kippur, so the itzumoy shel yoyim is mechaper, or Yom Kippur is only mechaper with tshuva. It's a machloikis. Rebbe's shita is." Itzumoy shel yoyim is mechaper. Zok Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, Chazal is saying here that Misa Sadikim is mechaper like Yom Kippur. By Misa Sadikim, you could say the same clear. The etzem Misa Sadikim is mechaper, or you only still suit to it if you attack a choizer b'tshuva. There's no itzumoy shel yoyim. Zok that by Rebbe's levaya came out of petek. Whoever's by the levaya is mezumen l'chayelam havo. It's Rebbe l'shitosa. Rebbe's the one that holds by Yom Kippur that itzumoy shel yoyim is mechaper, even without the tshuva. L'shitosai by his levaya, the itzumoy shel amisa sadikim was mechaper even without the tshuva. Kol mi shemezumen lashkafta the Rebbe mezumen l'chayelam haba. The pasuk says b'zois yovei Aaron al hakodesh, and it says the seder advarim of the avoidus Yom Kippur. There's a medrash and the Gra talks about it and other achrayim that the pasuk says b'zois yovei Aaron, that besides the din that avada every year in both batei mikdash and in the mishkan. The Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, will go in and do this avodah. Oh, but Aaron, specifically Aaron, b'zois yovei Aaron al hakodesh. Aaron HaKohen can do this avodah anytime he wants. Anytime he wants, he can go in to the Kodesh Kadoshim and do the avodah, the Seder avodah of Yom Kippur. B'parshas, he wouldn't bring the Parshas Pinchas to the Karbonis of Yom Kippur. There are other Karbonis and Parshas Pinchas. But he would bring the Karbonis, the Seder avodah that was brought down over here in Achrei Mois. B'zois yovei Aaron. I saw Andrew would be mefarish. Itaka says vayas kasher tziva Hashem oisoi, that he did it right away. Besides Yom Kippur, that's the vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Aaron Taka did it. He was mekayim this inyan. The Meshech Chochma says there's a clear in the Achrayim. Does this mean dafka Aaron? He says what's the taich Aaron was different. He says it's not a din in Aaron. We know that the Kohen Gadol would go in, and that day he would bring the ketoris. There would be an anan that would come down. The Shechina would be yoyred onto the Makom Hamikdash. The 40 years in the Midbar, they had the Amun Onon, Kiba Onon. Arboim Shonen, there was Onon Ala Mishkon. Kiba Onon, Eroi Ala Kapoiris. The Gantz of 40 years was the Bechina of Kiba Onon, Eroi Ala Kapoiris. That's why Aaron was able to do it. It was always a Bechina of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel, if a person, Kohen Gadol, goes in with the Ketoiris, Chisar Achas Mikol Sahamoneh. He went in with the Ketoiris, but he missed one of the ingredients. So if the Gemara, you go and chisar achas mikol samanea, chayiv misa. Frek the Gemara, you're anyways chayiv misa, because it's beer ekonis. You're not allowed to go into the base and make the shtam. Now if you went in with missing one of the ingredients, so you chayiv misa pasha because of beer ekonis. So the Gemara answers and says, no, you went in with two sets of Ketoiris. One set, that was shalem, and also another set that was chisar mechalsamaneh. So be a rekonis idusnish, because you went in with a good set. But you also went in with chisar mechalsamaneh. And the Gemara has other tzvot of the whole shakel v'tari. Frek the shagas aryeh. It's Yom Kippur. He went in with two sets, one good set and another set. And you're telling me he's not chayiv as be a rekonis? He's chayiv because of chisar mechalsamaneh. He's chayiv because he did havara. He made a fire, so like you did. Havara on Yom Kippur. And the Shagas Aryeh is a whole chiddush that no avor in Yom Kippur, there really is a heter of certain malachas. Agan tzarichas in the Shagas Aryeh. Zok the stipler with this word that we're saying, b'zois yovei Aaron al hakodesh. Who says it has to be talking about on Yom Kippur? It could be negay even in the middle of the year when it's a weekday. When you're being mekayim, this inyan of b'zois yovei Aaron al hakodesh. So there's no isser malacha of avor. And state that if you tchisa michal samaneh, you chayiv misa. To which the Gemara rightfully asks, it's anyways beer ekonis. You can't go into the Beis Hamikdash stop. Oh, but to ask al savara, who says it's talking about Yom Kippur, it could bechlal be talking about you being mekayim this inyan of bezois yovei Aaron al hakodesh. Now, v'nosan esaktoris ala esh lefnei Hashem. We know that the tzedukim had a different anhaga. They would do it beforehand, and they would try to do it their way. And that's why mashbi'in esakoyin gadol. They make the koyin gadol do a shvua that he's not from the tzedukim, that he's going to do it the right way. So, for egen d'achroinim, the Mishnah says in Yuma that he was the mashbi'in. The tzedukim only believe in Torah Shebech Sav, and that's gufa l'shitosim. They don't believe in Torah Shebech Fair. They do it their way. L'shitosim, you're telling them to make a shvua. According to them, they hold that the way it says in Torah Shebech Sav, that's the way to do it. And you're making them swear that they're going to do it the way Chazal want. L'shitosim, it's not chal l'shvua. It's nishba levatel es hamitzvah. They hold that the way it's kipshut shel mikra, it says it, that's the way to do it. And they hold that's the emes. So they'll be willing to swear. It's not a shvua b'chinam. It's not a shvua. It's not chal b'chal l'shvua. It's a shvua levatel es hamitzvah. Zok the Chasam Sofer, how do you know that a shvua levatel es hamitzvah is not a shvua? Push it down in the pasuk, abi it's a shvua anyways. Chazal learned out that there's a din shvua levatel es hamitzvah is not chal. They don't believe in Chazal. L'shitosam, it's going to blive a shvua sheker. There's other mahalchim in the Achorayim, how you dray out of this shvua. Bemis, I saw Rabbi Kiveika handles a shayla from the Prichodosh. What's the tzoyrich to make him swear? They could check what he's doing. There's a way to look through the pishpush. There was a place, there was a hole that you were able to see through into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and they would be able to know if he did it the right way. They don't need to make a swear. Zok Rabbi Kiveika Pasha, there's other truths, somebody says Pasha, that wouldn't help you for that year, that would help you for the next year. You would know not to use this guy again. But it wouldn't be emanated from that year. The pasuk says when the Kohen Gadol goes in, v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'oil moyed. No one is allowed to be in the oil moyed b'voyeh lechaper when the Kohen Gadol goes in with the big day lovon to do the ketoires and the avoidus adam in the kodesh kadoshim. V'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'oil moyed Yerushalmi in Yuma, and it's also a medrash in this week's parasha. V'chol adam afilu oisam shenemer aleim udmus pnei and pnei adam. Even malachim, where malachim, the pasuk in Yecheskel describes them as dmus pnei and pnei adam, afilu aza adam, v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'el moyed. Even a malach, azay shtei Yerushalmi. The Gemara says in Yuma, Tana Rabbanon, there was once a ma'aseh with a tzeduki that he wanted to be mesaken it b'chutz and bring it in b'fnim, and he was sameach simcha gedoyla, and he told his father that he's going to do it, and his father told him, don't you realize we're taka tzedukim and we hold like this, over we're yureim and aprushim. And the tzeduki said, yeah, but my whole life I was trying to be mekayim it our way. And he went in, and came a malach, and gave him a clap, and he died when he walked out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. And it says later on, his body was drenzig, and there was tayloyim coming out of his chaytmai, there was worms coming out of his nose. So Rashi explains it, but why out of his nose? He says, because the first Eved that goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim was his nose. He stuck his nose in the wrong place. And Rashi brings a raya, interesting. You could bring a raya from the Metzias, but Rashi brings a raya. The Metzias a lot of times. Rashi brings a raya. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim that says if a person walks out of the house backwards by the Beis HaMenugah, even if his chaytim is still there. So Rashi is a raya that the nose is the last thing. Actually, for bringing a raya, can I get a raya? Rashi brings a raya, the nose. So that's why we say don't stick your nose into someone's business. As I state, it's a Rashi. Nose is first. So he was nenash. But the point is, he was nenash that a malach came and clapped him right when he walked out. Fregin the Rishonim, Tois Yishonim and Yuma, the Ritva. V'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'el moyed. Even a malach. How did the malach get there? That the malach was the one that's going to clap him. So the Marsha says there's two teretzim. One teretz says, since he didn't do it the right way, he was makter the k'teres shaloi kadin, like the tzedukim, so it didn't have the din of v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'el moyed. That's only when the Kohen Gadol does it the right way. Then there's a din, it's chal, v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'el moyed. And a malach won't go either. Oh, but the tzeduki did it the wrong way. The Marsha says another teretz, the malach came to visit him afterwards, when he walked out. It was not when he did the avoyed. There's another Makar, though. There's another Yerushalmi. Arboim Shono Sheshimish Shimon HaTzadik B'Kahuna Gedoyla. Every year he came in and he said, the last year on the 40th year, he said, I know I'm going to die this year because all the years it comes to me a dmus of a Zokain Lavush Lavon. And this year, and he gives me Shalom. And this year the dmus that came was Lavush Shachar and he didn't give me Shalom. I realized that Taka this year I'm going to be Nifter and Taka was Nifter. Fregin the Rishonim Viter. And the Yerushalmi asked it also. How could the Shimon HaTzadik have seen every year when he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim this dmus? V'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'el moyed, afilu amalach nat. Yerushalmi answers something, it's hard to understand it, but the mashmoyes of Yerushalmi is that it wasn't a malach, it was the Shechina itself. I mean, it was a dmus of an adam, it says. But this wasn't a malach, this was something beyond a malach. Then Mr. Medrash asks another question that's interesting. How did the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh Kadosh? You'll tell me the Kohen Gadol was like a Malach, but even a Malach is not allowed to go into the Oyel Moed. So how did the Kohen Gadol go in? Now I know, that's the din. The Kohen Gadol is going to avoid it. But the Rishalmi, the Medrash asks the question. Again, the Medrash says, a Sprach, that this is Mitzah Ibizog, and it's not a Malach. The Kohen Gadol was Pum of Boyeris Kilapidim, Kisipse Kohen Ishmeru Das. The Kohen Gadol is not in the Isser of this. It's beyond Malach. Yeah, you have to know how should I have to take it. The Maaseh, the Sfasema says an interesting terrif to this whole Kasha. How did these Malachim in this? He says, you know, the Kohen Gadol went into the Beit Kodesh Kedoshim twice. A few times, but the first time when he put the Big Day Love and he did the Avodas Hapar and the Sawyer and the Ketoiris. Then he put on Big Day Zov again, he did other Avodas, and Machlokes which ones. Then he did Big Day Love and again. The second time he did Big Day Love on was only to go in for Hitzos Kafu Machta, to take out the Ketoiris. Zok the Sfasema is that second time by Hitzos Kafu Machta, that's not Lechaper. It's a Chelik of the Seder Avodah. He's put on the Big Day Love just for that. Then he switched back, Big Day Zov again, Tomish Al Ben Arbaim. What's the Big Day Love the second time is not Lechaper. Over there, there's no din of a Chaladim La'iyah Ba'al Moyed. The din of a Chaladim La'iyah Ba'al Moyed, Kishabah Koyin Lechaper, Zokhtis Vasemis, is only the first time of the Big Day Love, not the second time of the Big Day Love. And that's Miyush of these Kashas that we're speaking of. Vosom and Donsa, Dotzvei Parshas, Achre Mois Kedoshim. Aran Chapan Abyssal. In Kedoshim. Vilifnei Iver Loisitein Michsho. There's a lav doiraisa, Lifnei Iver Loisitein Michsho. This lav has various meanings. First of all, it's Pshute Shal Mikra. If you see a blind person and you put a Michsho, and you're going to be over a lav, it could be your only over if Yitaki is Michshal in your Michsho, or could be even if not, the Etzem Simas HaMichsho, Kipshute Lifnei Iver Loisitein Michsho. There's another din though that you're not allowed to give a person an Eitzah Ra, and it says if you give a person an Eitzah Ra, he's blind on the topic and you're giving him a Michshol, with Neiva Lesitin Michshol. And also if you cause someone to do an Aveira, you help someone do an Aveira, you're Messayeya to an Oiver Aveira, you're Oiver with Neiva Lesitin Michshol. That's also a bad Eitzah. What's interesting is that the Chinuch brings down, when he says with Neiva that you shouldn't give an Eitzah Ra, and you shouldn't put a stumbling block, he says only for another Yid. With Neiva is only on a Yid. And the Pella is, that's Mefurshi Gemara Nishtazayim. The Gemara says, Minayin, that you're not allowed to give Yayin to a Nazir. You have a Nazir who knows it's Asa B'Yayin, you're helping him, giving him Yayin. Or Eber Menachai LeBen Noyach. Ben Noyach is Asa and Eber Menachai. You're not allowed to give the Ben Noyach Eber Menachai. Shenemer Lifnei Iver. So you see that there's Lifnei Iver to a Goy also. You're not allowed to give Eber Menachai LeBen Noyach. Why does the Chinuch say that Lifnei Iver is only on a Yid? So there's a big raid in the Achorinim. A lot of Achorinim go with this Mahalach. Rabbi Chonan brings it, Chaim Oizer, others. But if Jerov has a whole arichas on this, the lifneiver of helping someone do an aveira, truth be said, it's giving him a bad eitzah, and you're giving him a stumbling block. But it's something else also. You're being mishtatif in his aveira. You're being mar bechet ba'olam. It's not only a ben adam l'chaveira. It's a ben adam l'mokim. You're being mishtatif in his chet. So yes, lifneiver has various aspects: poshet pshat a stumbling block, eitzah ra, and machshel bechet. The chinuch is right, that could be the kipshut shel mikra is maybe only by a yid. Over Avram and Achayel ben Noach is machshel b'cheit, over there, even to a goy it's osur. Not inside the house to ben Adam l'chaveri ask the kenzayin is not so a yid. Over his shtatfus b'cheit, you're poshut shtelling tzu to his cheit. And this is the yisoyer, has various nafkiminis in Lifnei Iver, that it's a different sugan together, it's because you're mishtatif in the cheit. There's another nafkimina based on this, the chinuch says you don't get malchus for Lifnei Iver. The Chinuch says you don't get Malkus because it's a Lav She'en by Maisa, which you have to know. Sometimes it's Al-Yidei Maisa, that's a major topic. When you do a Lav She'en by Maisa, but Oifin Maisa, what's the din? Over the Ritvin Yevomis, that Pedalid, and the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, they say, you don't get Malkus for Lifnei Iver because it's Lav She'bechlos. What does it mean it's Lav She'bechlos? A Lav that's koil various things is called a Lav She'bechlos. Lifnei Iver is considered a Lav She'bechlos. Why is it Lav She'bechlos? So Pashtus, the Achronim learn, it means, like we explained already, Lifnei Iver has various aspects. It's Pashtus giving a stumbling block, separately giving an Eitzah Ra, and separately being Machshel and a Chet. So it's Lav She'bechlos, it's Koil various Eifanim. And therefore you don't get Malkus because it's Lav She'bechlos. My Shver Zatzal, in the Hagoyis and the Ritva over there, he wants to say a different pshat. We said that Lifnei Iver is Meshtatif in the Chet. It's not a Ben Adam L'chaveiroi. You Meshtatif, you being Moisef Chet, you help someone do an Aveiroi, you being Mar B'Chet Ba'olam. Oy Bazoi, Lifnei Iver is Lav She'bechlolis. Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zorah is Avodah Zorah. Lifnei Iver of Shabbos is Shabbos. Lifnei Iver of Shatnez is Shatnez. Lifnei Iver of Nozir is Nozir. Every Aveira is Lifnei Iver of that aspect. So it's Lav Shebechlolis. It's Koilul Tariyag. He brought other eyes that it could be even Lamashal Lifnei Iver of Yarad Val Yavar, of Avodah Zorah could be his Yarad Val Yavar. It's Avodah Zoradik. So that's a new Taish. Lifnei Iver is called Lav Shebechlolis. Not Stam because it includes the Pshutei Shal Mikra and the Eitzerah and the Hashtatus Bechei. But because the Lifnei Iver of Hashtatus Bechei is Nispatzel, Avodah Zorah, Shabbos, every Aveira, Kol Tariyag Mitzvahs, is a new spalt in the Gedarim of Lifnei Iver. It's a different sugan to Lifnei Iver. There's another din. There's a din of Loisamed al Dam Reyecho. Loisamed al Dam Reyecho. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin the Fine Gimel. Minayin l'royes chaveiroi shetuvei benar. If you see that someone is drowning, oy chayy goy rosoy, or a chayy is dragging him, oy listen boy in olof. Minayin that yechayy have to be matlan. You can't just look the other way. The person is in sakono. Shenemer loisamed al Dam Reyecho. So which is the sound. One of the degmois is that a chai is dragging him. So there's a bir agro. It's put on this din in Shulchan Aruch also. In Simen Tov Chav Dalet. There's a bir agro. They're interesting. Let's say the chai is not dragging him yet. A chai, a vil the chai is running after the guy. The Lashon of the Rambam is chai goy rosa. So the gross says it's lab dachta. Who then if the chai ro is running towards him even if he didn't touch him yet? Why? If he's arrived at Gemara Kedushin. Nafches. The Gemara says kelev rotzachareh. If a dog is running after the Isha, and the guy offers her a pruta to be Makadisher, he said, not a pruta, forget, he offers her to save her, and he wants to be Makadisher with the fact, the Hanoah, that he's saving her from the dog. So the Gemara says, maybe it's Kedushin. Oy Dilma, she tells him, you're Mechoyim Medaraisa to save me. And Zok the Goyim, over there it says, Kelev Rots Achareh, doesn't say Kelev Goy Rosa. So it's before that it's touching. You see that the din applies already. But the Emes, I don't want to say Punk Faket. Maybe in a Hanami. It's dafka by chayin by rosa. And in a chanami, if the kelev would already be dragging her, the gemara would have no suffix. Vaday ainim kedushas, because he's mechuyim in the rice, so there's no kedusha. Hogum, but the gemara is clearing kelev rotzacher. It's a hakir and hilchas leisam al dam reyecha. Kelev rotzacher. The kelev is not dragging her yet. Is the mechiyav of leisam al dam reyecha? And then taka, there's no kedusha. Oh, you tell me there's kedusha. It's not a kedusha in the kishay. It's gufa clearing this din of the goyim. The goyim is not like that alpa. It says if the person is drowning or a chai is after him, listen, you mechuyev to save him because leisamen al dam reyecha. Frek the gemara in Sanhedrin, ayin gimel. You need a pasuk of leisamen al dam reyecha. It's anyways hashavas aveda. It says hashavas aveda. Vashei voisei lo. You have to return a person's lost object. Who had in his goof? This person is about to lose his life, his goof, his neshama, everything. He's drowning. He's being schlepped by a chai. Hashavas Aveda is machayiv you to save him. Why do you need a special Yalfusa of Leisamed al Dam Reyecha? Zay frek the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Teretz. Al Hashavas Aveda, you would have to take a saving, but you don't have to spend money. If it's going to cost you money, not. Leisamed al Dam Reyecha is machadish over here that even to spend the money, and there's a whole shot on the Paiskim if the guy's rich, so he has to pay you back or not. Well, no. It says Leisamed you machayiv to, that was part of your chiv. Love is mechayiv to spend the money. Oh no, he has to reimburse you. That's already a shayl on the poiskim. But upon him, what was mischadish? The Gemara is asking. This is important. We're going to tell this nakuda. What do you need the din of leisamen adam reyecha? Anyways, it's hashavas aveda. The Gemara's teretz is taket. Anyways, hashavas aveda. The chiddush is you have to spend money also. The emes of the minchas chinuch speaks out. Other achronim that says as hashavas aveda, you wouldn't have to spend the money. Oh, but now that it's mischadish and leisamen adam reyecha, that you do have to spend the money. So the mice, if you see a guy drowning and you don't, and you could save him with money and you don't save him, it's not that you were only over on Leisamen al Dam Reyecha. You were over Hashavas Aveda also. It's a giloy on the gedorim of Hashavas Aveda that Hashavas Aveda by goof is mechayiv even to spend. Other Rachmanim say, no, Hashavas Aveda is takanish. No, there's a new lab of Leisamen al Dam Reyecha. That's the etzem gemara. Comes the Minchas Chinuch with an interesting finish. A person is in the process of wanting to take his own life. Are you mechayiv to try to save him? Now this is negeya. Ma'abed atzmi l'das. It could be negeya that he's about to jump, or it's negeya that he jumped, and now the question is to save him after he jumped, or if he overdosed, again, to prevent him from doing that, or to maybe try to help him now with medicines afterwards. Is there a chiyav of leisamen al dam reyecha klapi ma'abed atzmi l'das? Zot dimin cheschinach. He has a raya that there's no chiyav. If that's what he's doing, the guy, you don't have to try to save him. Zot dimin cheschinach, he has a raya. He says, because the Gemara asks, what do you need, Leisamed al Dam Reyecha? It's anyways Hashavas Aveda. And what was the Gemara's teretz? Not kamina, to spend money. The Gemara could have said this teretz, that you need the pasuk for ma'abed atzma ladas. Why? Let's speak it out. Because as ma'abed atzma ladas, as a shabbos aveda, you're not mechuyif. Because a guy's ma'abed is on the chasim, he's throwing it out the window, you don't have to go return a shabbos aveda. If he's ma'abed, it's be a dying. Nemtan de minchaschen echuadin by a goof, there's no a shabbos aveda. No. For such a case, you need the chiddush of leisam el adam reyecha. Why didn't the Gemara say that? That's the nafkivita. The Gemara still that it's parallel, that leisam el adam reyecha is anyways always a shabbos aveda. They were obliged like that. Comes up with a teretz that's not mina money. Why didn't it say ma'abed atzim ladas? The Mechaschinach comes to the conclusion that there's no leisam el adam reyecha either. Now, it's a very major chiddush, and mistoma, it's certainly not usher to try to save him, and I would suggest if you see someone named Yitak, you should try to save him. But upon him, the Mechaschinach is a sparring guy from the sugya, can leisam el adam reyecha either. That's the Mechaschinach's chiddush. Rav Shlomo Kliber says even a bigger chiddush, a similar vort, but a bigger chiddush even. Hashavas Aveda is a din of Isalam to Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi. There's no chi of Hashavas Aveda by Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi. Fretter Shlomo Kliber, what's the Gemara's kasha? What do you need Lissam and Adam Reyecha? When a guy's dying, we're not talking about suicide. Now stop, a guy's drowning ways, and the Gemara says you have to save him also Shavas Aveda, and what do you need Lissam? Fretter Shlomo Kliber, the Gemara should say, let's say it's a Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi. Also Shavas Aveda, he wouldn't have to. Because it's not lefik voida to go jump in and say this. It's not lefik voida. There's a p'tur and a shavas aveda. There's a kosa bisalamta pa'amim sha'atam is'alein zokein ve'en lefik voida. Why can't the Gemara say you need like Samuel Dam Reyecha for a zak case of zokein ve'en lefik voida? Zokein shleim a kluber. Because when it's a zokein ve'en lefik voida, there's no chiyav of like Samuel Dam Reyecha either. Boom v'chidish. If it's tak zokein ve'en lefik voida, it's mavur in the Gemara that if it's a p'tur and a shavas aveda, it's a p'tur also in Samar al Dam Reyecha. These are two chedushim, tremendous chedushim. One from the Minchas Chinuch, Lagabi suicide, and one from Rav Shlomo Kluger, Lagabi Zokin and Nikvoidai, that the Gemara compared to Hashavas Aveda. If in Gidrei Hashavas Aveda you put there's no like Samar al Dam Reyecha either. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Chuvas in the Gris Moshe, the Chuv over there is talking about making heart transplants, and it's a lot of details there that's not negayah for us, but the Nakuda is, he brings Taycha Dvarim, these in Yonim. And he speaks out that Avad, he's choylik betoykif on the Minchas Chinuch and on the Shlomo Kluger. He says, first of all, Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi, he says, there's no such thing, because every Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi, there's a Zah Musig, let's say if it would be a small amount, and it's a Zokin, it's not Elifi Kvoidoi, but if it would be Gor a lot of money, or Gor Ernst the Maisa, or Ernst the Zah, then maybe yeah. For life, it's for sure. And he adds, Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi, the Zokin has to honestly ask himself, right? You see, the guy needs a spare tire, it's not Elifi Kvoidoi to go jack up the tire, yeah? It depends. Would you have done it for yourself? The litmus test, the prava for Lysamad, for the tour of Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi in Hashavas Aveda, the prava is if you would have done it for yourself. To save your own life, for sure there's never a Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi clapper yourself. So, Meminei Ubei, there's no Zokin Ve'en Elifi Kvoidoi on that. Then he goes vital, Lagabi Ma'abir Atzma Ladas. That the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say, there's no Hashavas Aveda, because this guy is throwing it out anyways, he's throwing himself out anyways, so there's no Leisam Adam Reyecha. He says, Avad is Hashavas Aveda also, he argues the other way. Even if there would be Leisam Adam Reyecha, there would be Hashavas Aveda by Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. Even though if a guy's throwing his money out the window, there's no Chiyav Hashavas Aveda, but if he's throwing himself out the window with it, there is a Chiyav Hashavas Aveda, and he says, because it's usher for him to do it. And it's usher for him to do it, and therefore that's not the Moedid of that it's Ma'abed Mamoinoi. And more than that, it's very interesting. What isser is a person over if he's trying to be ma'abed atzma ladas? So the Minchas Chinuch brings a machloikus if you over leisirtzach. There's a tzad that he's being over leisirtzach. But a lot of our opponents say there's taken no leisirtzach of zichalein. But even if there's no leisirtzach, it could be there's a few other misurim. There's baltashkis. There's also esdamchem lenafshei seichem edroish, which even a benoyach is mechoyivin. And I was clarifying. Could be he's also being over leisamid al dam reyecha. How does that sound? That the ma'abed atzma ladas alein is being over leisamid al dam reyecha. Chler as azach. But upon him, he's being over various yisurim. And the shaylus of his eye, why aren't you mechuyev to save him to be meneyim from those yisurim? With neivah there, can I never shmuz them? If he's being over yisurim, the ma'abed atzma ladas, so without the cheshbon of leisamid al dam reyecha, why aren't you mechuyev to be meneyim? I'll to be Meneyim from the Isurim.
They
must
have to be
Meneyim. Rav Moshe and Shuv over there, Rav Moshe and Tshuva there is Mamshech. A few other prothim from the Tshuva there. One is from the Gemara in Abay Dazar with Rav Chanina ben Tragya that he was burning. They were seraphim al Kiddush Hashem, and there was a maizah there that Rav Chanina ben Tragya told the Klatz Teruni, the guy that was in charge, that to take off. They wanted him to suffer. They had put on him wet wool that he would suffer longer, and the Klatz Teruni took it off, and they said he was mizum, and he jumped in also, he was mizum al Chayel Hamaba. The maizah is doing Ritzicha. And that's where Rav Moshe gets involved with the heart transplants and this. He says, what was the head over there? The guy was doing Ritzicha, and he has a cheshbonus why it was mutter for him to do it. Another shayla that's brought down in the Achrayim, you know, the Gemara says that if a person sees, this is the Rav Shlomo Kluger, that he had a tzad that zokin ve'en lefi kvoido, he's a p'tur on Adam Reyecha even, if it's not lefi kvoido. The Gemara says in Soita that if a person sees an Isha, Tayveya Benar, and he doesn't save her, as Chasidus, the Gemara says he's a Chosid Shoita. So practically, Chemde, he's not only a Chosid Shoita, he's a Rasha, because he was able to Samen Adam Reyecha. Why is he only a Chosid Shoita? So the Toyf Advarmi has a tzad, no, he's a Chosid Shoita. But he's not a Rasha, because there's the Ptur, the Emeth is the Ptur of Shlomo Kluger of Ein Lefi Kvoida. There's another shayla in Leisamen Adam Reyecha. The Kesef Mishnah handles the Hilchas Ritzeiach. Again, Bepashtus, you are Mechuyid, Asa Shavu Zaveda, and more so, Asa Leisamen Adam Reyecha. Let's say the way to save that other person who's about to die, Tava Benor or Chayi Verasai, is going to involve putting yourself into a Suffix Sakana. Are you Mechuyid to put yourself into a Suffix Sakana in order not to be able to Leisamen Adam Reyecha? Now, the MC have to clarify Bechlal. Are you Mechuyid to put yourself into a Suffix Sakana to prevent yourself from being over any lab? It's a Klolis to Kishayim. If to prevent being over alive, you have to put yourself into a Suffix Sakana. But here specifically we're handling, are you Mechuyiv to put yourself into a Suffix Sakana in order to save someone else? The Arsameach talks about this in a few places. One place he talks about it is in the Meshech Chochma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go try to save the Klal Yisrael. And he says, don't worry about Dosan Vaviram that are dangerous to you. Don't worry about Dosan Vaviram, they're already dead. But if Moshe Rabbeinu should have been worried about Dosan Vaviram, it's mashmah that would be a good excuse not to go save the Klal Yisroel, because he's in a Suffix Sakana for Dosan Vaviram. Although the truth is, maybe he was in a Vaday Sakana of Dosan Vaviram, and maybe it would be for sure that he wouldn't be saving Klal Yisroel, because he wouldn't get to step two. And maybe that was the Chiddush. The Dingarayan Dar Sameach. Ki Meisu Kola Anoshim. Because if not, Ashodef inside, you're not going to get anywhere. We are clearing here a case where there's a potential that you will be able to save them, or it's a Suffix Sakana. Another riot or Sameach brings, because the Gemara says if a person's in an Ir Miklot, and of course walking out of the Ir Miklot is a Suffix Sakana, but the Rambam Prasman is a Gemara based on the Gemara in Makis. Afilu kol Yisroel tzrichim oisele Yeshua, ki yoyev ben tzruya, ein yoytzim yishem lo'oylam, ad mois kain gondol. There also, it says, Klal Yisroel needs him, lesamen adam reyach of a rabbin, but on the other hand, for him, it's a Suffix Sakana. Now, the Pesach Tshuva in Yeridea also has a shayla. What if the way to save the person, as Leisamen Adam Reyecha, it would be a sakana of an aver? Bevada, not be suffix. Before we talked about suffix, sakana is chayim. Now it's a sakana is aver. A person is drowning, Leisamen Adam Reyecha, but the way to save him is going to involve you're going to lose your arm. He's going to lose everything, and you're going to lose your arm. Are you mechuyev to be ma'abed aver? Now, bechla, are you mechuyev to be ma'abed aver for a lav? The mashal, you know, Yarek Bal Yav is only on Gimel Averis Chamuris. For a lav, you have to spend all your money, you don't have to give up your life. What about an aver? Are you mechuyev to give up an aver in order to save someone else? So there's a whole shayla. A redvar's about it, a moshe talks about it, right in the end of tshuva. There's a famous raya from the Ur Sameach. The Gemara says that the son of Shimon ben Shetach, the Olam wanted to, they were upset at Shimon ben Shetach, and therefore they wanted to make Nekom on him, so they were meshachet Edim to be made b'sheker that he was chayev misa, the son of Shimon ben Shetach. And they killed him, Taka. Now the shayla was, afterwards the Edom that had said the Edom Sheker came and said, we really lied, it was a frame up, we only did it because of the whole Maisa, which in Mancheta, they said, too late, Kivin Shehigi, Shoveni Chayzun Amadi. You were made on that he was, did an Averis, Chayv Misa, you were already made, they weren't able to save him, because Kivin Shehigi, Shoveni Chayzun Amadi. Frek Dar Sameach, the way you kill a person who's Chayv Misa, is God or Edom to your boy Barishonim. These Edom have a way of saving the son of Shimon Mancheta, they should cut their hands off. If the Edom don't have a hand, then you don't kill him. The din is Yad HaEdom Tiyabai Barishayna. Why didn't this? And you see, these Edom were trying to do tshuva. They came and said, we framed him in this, and they said, there's no way to help them, because Kivin Shekin Shuvan Yechayis Ramagin. Why didn't they slice their hands off? There's a raya, you're not mechoyif to cut your hands off to save someone else. And this raya, Moshe Feinstein says, is a pella. Because maybe you're not mechoyif to save your hands to save someone else. But these people, Vival, they didn't cut off their hands. So what did they end up doing? They ended up killing Shimon, the son of Shimon and Shechab. They did the Mises Bezdentin. To do Ratzicha B'Yadayim, certainly you not have a right. If you know the emes is that you're killing an innocent person, what's the heter to go do a Maiser Ratzicha B'Yadayim? You have an option of saving it by cutting off the hands. Elamai, why didn't they suffer Moshe Pasha? Yes, they were Chayzer B'Tshuva. Yes, they wanted to admit that Taka they had framed him. But you know, Ad Kaan, they didn't want to. Not Ad Kaan, Kaan, that they were willing to have their hands sliced off. That's what they weren't willing to do. But you can't bring a riot if that's not what you Mechoyev. The din is that they Taka should have been Mechoyev to do that also. Pasuk says, Lo Sisne Esachicha Bil Bavecha, Hoicheach Telchiach Esam Yisecha, Vo Lo Sisa Olav Chet. But Volba talks about it in Ali Shor, if you see a person was nichshel in a ben adam l'mokayin, but he says it's also the same yisoid in a ben adam l'chaveiroi. If a person ba'avled you, you have a lav of loisis nesachicha b'lvavecha. You can't say, okay, I'm not going to make an asik about it, and I won't tell him anything, and be farbisin and fartainer on him. You're going to be over lav d'orais. You either have to taki b'moichel and b'leiv sholing, or approach him and say, sorry, Rabbi, you did kach v'kacha sisali, and it wasn't b'seder. It's not chad, no, you have your choice. He says you have another choice. You can have the dichas hadas. He says you can have maybe have a sense of humor and chill about it a little bit, and you know, not have a kateda. But if you do have a kateda on a person, there's no choice. You're either going to be over a lav of loisis nesachicha b'vavecha, or your other option is taka hoicheach toicheach esamisecha. But this pasuk also is going on ben adam l'mokoy about giving haychacha, and it says l'gav yoychech t'chiyach zamisecha v'leisisa olav chet. We know it's brought down from the Baal Shem Tov that if a person ever saw someone do something wrong, it must be that he also has a shaykes to that inyan. No one sees anything b'chinam. They say a ma'aser that Baal Shem Tov once saw that he saw someone being mechal Shabbos, and he realized it has to be. There's a Yesh Dvarim Begoy, so he, after he was Mefash Mishma Maisa, he remembered that he wasn't once Moichel, Lagabi Zilzla, a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham is a Bechin of Shabbos, and that is, it was Mechal, Shabbos, it's brought down in the Mei Sosfer. But Akupanim is that concept, that if a person sees something, it must be there was a reason he has a Shaykhus with it. So, Hichayach Techiach Es Am Yisecha, Aber Veloy Sisa Olav Chet, don't just say, oh, it was his Chet, he did it. Realize that if you came to a Maisa that you had to give someone Techachim, you saw him do something wrong, it's something to do with you also. That's part of the Teichacha. Now, giving Teichacha is important, not to be mishtatif in the Yenes Aveira even. If you see someone doing, you don't make Teichacha, you have a Shaychus with it. You have to take a Chrayis. There's a Medrash, it's Negei also to Parshas Afriwais, and to what we're talking about now. The Medrash says, Kivon Sheshoma Iyoiv Misas Shnei B'nei Aroi. When Iyoiv heard about the Misa of Shnei B'nei Aaron, he said, it's a pasuk in Iyov Paraklam and Zayin, Af lezois yecharad libi. Iyov was the shrokin. Af lezois yecharad libi. When? When he heard about the Mises Shnei B'nei Aaron. So I heard a pshat. What does it mean over here? We know there were three people in the Eitzah by Paray, Bilam, Iyov, and Yisrael. What was Iyov's problem? Iyov was shosak. Bilam gave the Eitzah. Yisrael ran away. Iyov was shosak, and he wasn't moichel. Is that a time? He didn't say anything. He wasn't involved. He stayed on the side. No, Iyav Sheshosek, he gets punished. Why? Kivan Sheshom Iyav Misa Shnei B'nei Aaron. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Nodav and Aviu were walking. And Nodav said to Aviu, Masa Yamusu Shnei Zkeinim Halol Moshe and Aaron, and we're going to instead become the Manhigim. Nodav said it. Aviu didn't say it. Aviu kept quiet. Nodav Omar L'Aviu. And who died? Misa Shnei B'nei Aaron. Aviu also kept quiet. Iyoiv, kimon sheshoma Iyoiv misas shnei b'nei Aaron, not just Nodav. Aviu also, on the gechav, that the person that's shosak and not moiche is also shayich to the Indian. That's when Iyoiv, who was shosak then, af lezois, yecharad libi, that Iyoiv was also necharad about the shtika. You have the din of Orla. Interesting, Shiloh. Rabbi Kveger, in Shulnarach, in Simimesh Chavav, by Birchas Ilanos, Rabbi Kveger is Mesupik if you can make Birchas Ilanos on a fruit of Orla. Listen, we make Birchas Ilanos. Do you make Birchas Ilanos on a tree if the fruits are first the first 3 years of Orla? Orla, you're not allowed to eat. But here, Yisachago giving a Shvach, Kadosh Baruch was buried, Ilanos Toivus, Mahanis, Ben Ben Adam, could you make the Birchas Ilanos on a tree of Orla? So Rabbi Kveger is Mesupik, he ends up coming out that you could. There's a tshuva from the Chavina Rav in Doiv of Mishorim. He wanted to bring a raya like this. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Samach Tes that people used to make simonim on their fields. If it was a field of Orla, they would make a certain simon. And if it was Klein, they would make a certain simon. If it was different things, they would make simonim to know what is there. Frek the Gemara. What do you need a simon that something is Orla? Moshe, you had to make a simon if there's kvarim there. There's various things you have to make simonim for. Correct the Gemara, what are you making a simon for Orla? The owner himself knows that it's Orla. A ganav is going to come steal from the fruits. Halitayu l'rosh v'yomis. If the ganav is stealing, let him be nechshon Orla. What do we care about a ganav? I say, correct the Gemara, what's the purpose of making a simon about the Orla and you feel with a charsis to know that it's Orla? Mamonosha. The vayil knows that it's Orla, he won't eat it. A ganav that's going to come into the field, halitayu l'rosh v'yomis. Enter the Gemara, it's an akimin and shmita. In the year of Shemitah, you have to make a simon, because in the year of Shemitah, you need to make a simon, because then people can come in and eat the fruits. Frakta Chabina Rav, maybe you need to make a simon, because a person's going to come one and walk by your field and make Birchas Ilanos, and he's not going to know that it's Orla. And you're not allowed to make Birchas Ilanos on Orla. Is that why you have to have a simon? Hotagavot bring an araya that you're allowed to make Birchas Ilanos on Orla. And he was gewundered why Rabbi Kveger didn't bring the raya. I got the shackle of the tari. So I wanted to declare it's poshut. I don't understand the raya. Birchas Ilanos is only in Chodesh Nissan. That's only 1 month out of the year. So it's a doichet that you're going to zet tonight in Chodesh Nissan. The Gemara gave a better teretz. A doichet that it's in Shemitah, but Shemitah is every 7 years. It's a full year. What's the diak? What's the diak? Shemitah is once every 7 years. Chodesh Nissan is 1/12th of the time. But that was the shackle of the tari of the Shiloh Gabi Orla. So we know Chasugya. Mipnei Seva Tokum V'Adarta Pnei Zokein. Now the Gemara learns out that this is two dinim over here. One is a din of Zokein is Zesha Kona Chochma. Seva Stam as it means an old person. And it's an Afkemina. The Chinuch brings it Faker. The Chinuch brings that Seva means a Talmud Chochom and Zokein means an old person. And there's a big Nafkemina because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ben shishim l'seiva, ben shivim l'zikna." So when do you have to start standing up for an old person? At the age of 70 or at the age of 60? If zaki means zeshakon chachma and seiva is an old person, it's already from 60. If seiva means a chacham, and zaki means tamazay the old person, then it's from 70. So it's an afkamina how you tie up the seiva and the zaki. Now it's clear as a din to stand up also in front of a chacham, even if he's not a zokin. Now there's another din of kavod. You have to know exactly which din, but there's a din of eishes chaver. There's a din of kavod for the isha of a talmud chacham. You have to be mechaber the isha of a talmud chacham. Now the chayr, the taich is eishes chaver. It's not stam. It's because she has a shaychus to his Torah. The marshal I saw, I don't know if you have to stand up. There's an old guy. You have to stand up for an old person. And he's married to a young Isha. You don't have to stand up because she's an Ashes Zokin. It's Ashes Chover. Ashes Chover, Kechover, because she has a Shaykh in the story. Now there's a Shaykh in the poison if you have to stand up for an Isha Maskelis. An Isha who knows a lot of Torah. She knows she's a Maskelis, a Chachoma. If you have to stand up, but that's already a Shaykh. There's a Chiv Ki, I don't know if standing up, but there's a Chiv of Kovid to an Isha Chachoma. Oh, but I once asked, I'm a Chachom. If you have to stand up for the Baal of the Isha Chacham, he says, Avadana. First of all, he has no shaykhus to the fact of Grada Shia. It's not that he has a schus in her Torah. Oh, but it's up Sharfa. You ask me in a case when he's not a Talmud Chacham. Eres Dochanam Arts! What's the Chiv of Kovet? Eres Dochanam Arts! By the Eishas Chaber, this that she doesn't know anything is Nishkan Tanya. She's Eishas Chaber, Kechaber. Oh, but the Baal of an Isha Maskelis is like an Isha of a Mazake. And here even more, Eres Dochanam Arts! But on the din of Eishes Chaver Kechaver, the Taichi is because she has a Shaykh with his Torah, And the emesis is not stam, it's because kifi the midah of the Torah that he has. There was a maisa with the Rogachov. When the Rogachov was nifter, the din was, the heskim was in the cities in Europe that the almona of Rav Shtot would get, I think, 2/3 of the salary that the Rav would get until then. She would continue getting as a pension. It was 2/3 of the salary of the Rav. Now the Rav was getting more than the standard, what was considered accepted as a salary, because he wasn't Rav, he was Rash Kibahar. And it came to within Torah, there was a vikuach. Does she get the Shnei Shlish? Is she getting it from this regular salary of Rav or Rash Kibahar? It came to one of the Gedolim then, and he taka paskin and stayed to the Yisoy. Eishes Chover Chover. Eishes Rash Kibahar, Rash Kibahar. The Taiches, because it's Bobi me the taka, the schus of her Shaykhis, his Torah, gave this a Rhine taka in the cover of the Torah.